Blog Talk Radio.
Over to our Facebook page and let us know. We love talking to their listeners, so don't be shy. And tonight I have the pleasure of being joined by my friend Stacy.
Hey, girl.
And Chris.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be back, you know, holding down the fort, the residents here, you know what I'm saying? Just, I felt empty inside last week, not being here.
Well, we missed your dulcet tones.
I wasn't here to scare off the ghosts that apparently haunt my house when I leave.
Yeah, right.
Well, it seems like they may have gotten to April because, unfortunately, our fearless leader couldn't be with us today as she's feeling a bit under the weather. And we're all wishing her to get better soon and performing all the rituals.
Yep.
So today we take a trip to Puerto Rico, the birthplace of an urban legend in modern American folklore, many recognize by name alone, El Chupacabra. Its name literally translates to goat sucker. The Chupacabra is reportedly responsible for attacking and drinking the blood of livestock. It has been reportedly responsible for the harassment of farmers, ranchers, and livestock owners, and sighted all the way from South America clear into the North American East Coast.
I didn't realize he'd been spotted that far. Like, I thought it was just Texas.
It's Chupacabra?
Yeah. I can't do a nice
I won't even try to do
a Spanish accent, so
it's not Chupacabra.
No, I don't think it's Chupacabra. I think it's Chupacabra.
I've been saying it wrong all day.
I mean, whatever.
Maybe
your
it is Chupacabra.
People are gonna know what you're talking about.
Listen, I took 6 years of Spanish in school, can't speak a lick of it.
Well, yours is better than mine, so I'm sure you are most likely correct. You are the one that pronounces all the words correctly, and meanwhile, Chris and I are, well, you know.
I think it's less pronouncing it right and more just bullshitting my way through it if it's a word I don't know how to say.
Oh, it's all about confidence.
Yeah, but sound like I know what I'm saying.
Sound like you know what you're saying, and people will believe you.
All right, well, the Chupacabra is commonly described in two separate ways. First, as a reptilian creature with leathery or scaly gray skin and spines down its back. Sounds like a dinosaur. The Chupacabra supposedly stands between 3 to 4 feet tall. The second, as a strange breed of wild dog that is hairless and has a pronounced spine. The dog-like Chupacabra is also described as having elongated claws, canines, and pronounced eye sockets. What's not most commonly known, though, is the Chupacabra is not a myth or story of old with ancient roots.
I gotta say, when I think of the Chupacabra, I think of the, it's an animal that recently went extinct that they think they saw. It's like Tasmanian tiger?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say Tasmanian devil.
Well, no, that's an actual animal, and it's actually a very little animal.
Yes, it is. I think of the Looney Tunes, but that's just me.
Well, he has an inferiority complex. That's why he's so mean. But
for sure.
But I think it's the Tasmanian tiger. That was like hunted to extinction, and now they think they might have found some,
deep
in Australia. But that's what I think of as far as what it looks like.
Didn't your boy Josh Gates just do an episode maybe last season about it?
Oh, you know,
the Tasmanian tiger, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like some trail cam footage where some guy kind of caught it on camera.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I like weird looking animals.
I will say the Wikipedia picture, like the first picture on Wikipedia, is terrifying.
Oh, it's a terrifying looking animal. It looks like it should
really
not exist.
Is. Anything with eye sockets like that is just really scary to me.
Yeah, but that's what I think of. Like, that's the image that I get when I think of El Chupacabra. So, the Chupacabra is a fairly recent urban legend in the lengthy history of the world's supernatural and paranormal. The first Chupacabra sighting dates back only to 1995 in Puerto Rico. This makes the Chupacabra one of the more contemporary urban legends revolving around a strange creature to date. In fact, there's reason to believe the inspiration for the creature is courtesy the science fiction movie Species. Madeline Tolentino, the first eyewitness, quote-unquote, of the supposed Chupacabra, gave a description of a beast that was uncannily similar to the appearance of the monster from the movie itself. Tolentino also admitted to having seen the movie prior to alleging she witnessed the Chupacabra, leaving many to doubt the veracity of her claims. Well, there we go. We've already debunked it. Species.
Episode over.
It all goes back to movies.
Has anybody seen that movie? Because I've never seen Species. It came out when I was like too
I've
young
to
watch it.
Yeah, I've seen
I'm
it too. It was
you.
One
I've
of those VHS movies that get like rewatched 100 times.
Wasn't it like about an alien woman who's like using men to like populate her species?
I think she was like a hybrid that maybe like the military found like an alien and like made like an alien human hybrid in a lab. I can't remember the name of the actress that was in that movie. She was like kind of popular for a while.
Anything made in a lab, never good.
There's definitely sex in it.
Alright. Well,
yeah.
Definitely a lot of sex. Just saying.
I mean, I gotta watch it now, I guess.
I mean, it's worth a watch.
Just to say you watched it.
I'm looking real quick to see who the lady was that was in that movie. Because there was a bunch of spinoffs after that, too, I think.
It was like the age of that kind of movie.
Yeah,
it definitely
was.
Well, I think it was inspired by Aliens, not necessarily in the same era.
I feel like there was a big resurgence in, like, the mid-90s of, like, alien movies.
I mean, it's when it was starting to become popular to believe in aliens.
Yeah, true. Well, later sightings of the Chupacabra led to independent and academic investigations into the origins of the creature, whether it was real or what it was most likely to be, when the veil of myth was pulled back. Benjamin Radford, author of Tracking the Chupacabra, did an in-depth 5-year investigation into the Chupacabra, which includes alleged sightings, the veracity, descriptions of attacks, as well as scientific evidence and the lack thereof. Radford found that Tolentino's allegations from 1995 were likely false. However, he does not immediately discredit the notion that the Chupacabra may in fact be a real animal. His investigations led him to dig into the science of the beast and determine whether or not allegations of attacks were accurate.
So the actress's name from that movie was Natasha Henstridge.
Yes. Yep, that's her.
Yeah. She was also in The Whole Nine Yards, I guess, with that one with Bruce Willis.
Interesting.
So, definitely got to check it out, Chris.
Indeed.
All right. So Radford explored countless veterinarian reports of animals which had supposedly fell victim to the Chupacabra, as well as witness testimonies, casts of supposed tracks, as well as the various changing attributes of the creature's description. What he found was best described in his conclusion, that every report he investigated was inaccurate in either its allegations or the actual report's verbiage itself. So basically, the reports were ludicrous. He attributed this, as well as the chupacabra's spread of sightings, to the mass media eyewitness misperceptions, ignorance of forensic science, and mass hysteria. A significant chunk of his conclusion relied on a general ignorance of forensics and hysteria, noting how every injury of livestock could have easily been caused by local predatory animals like wild dogs or coyotes. Moreover, he further concluded that animals which had supposedly been bled dry were never so, the absence of substantial blood at the wound site being attributed to simple coagulation or blood pooling at the bottom of the corpse.
Well, damn, just shitting all over it.
I know. It's like, seriously, we're only 10 minutes in and it's just shat upon. It is shat upon.
I do wonder, do we classify the chupacabra as a cryptid? Carrie?
I mean, I would. I would count it as a cryptid. Or, well, okay, so kind of two sides to it. It's a cryptid or it's an animal that someone has mistaken as a cryptid. Like, have you ever seen a picture of a bear with mange? Like,
yeah, it's like really shaggy kind of hair. It's like it's falling off.
Yeah, no. I mean, like,
we
no hair.
About that when we talked about we talked about that when we talked about Jersey Devil. We were talking about cryptids.
Yeah.
And you're saying that there were, you know, animals that could be mistaken for cryptids because they have mange. And they just look like shit.
Yeah, so it's not just like shaggy fur. It's like their fur is gone or it's real splotchy. They're usually very thin, like...
I was just wondering
Just Google a picture of just a black bear with mange. It's... pretty crazy looking.
Am I going to be horrified?
I mean, you're never going to forget what it looks like.
It doesn't look like a bear. Is what that? Well, I mean, that I would think that's a werewolf.
Pretty sad looking, isn't it?
It looks like a person walking on all fours with like a fur cape. That's what it looks like.
Pretty ugly.
I feel like I've heard a debate whether or not the chupacabra gets classified as a cryptid or not, but maybe I was just misremembering. Which is, you know, I do so much studying, like I'm just, my mind is filled with so much knowledge, just sort of stuff just flies out.
Bullshit.
All right. Back on to our topic. But is that everything? Can we truly dismiss the chupacabra as easily as this? You might be asking yourself. Well, that depends. We can likely consider the chupacabra to not be some vampiric monster of the night out to suck the blood of dairy cows. In fact, several sightings of the chupacabra have given some cause to believe it's most likely just a normal animal that may not have been discovered, or even just hairless dogs. The method of attack on livestock corroborates with how dogs will typically attack other animals or prey. In 2010, one biologist from the University of Michigan, Barry O'Connor, theorized that all the chupacabra reports in the United States were coyotes infected with sarcopitis. Scabii? Otherwise known as scabies.
No.
God damn it. There's always got to be one. Always got to be one.
See,
some
you should have done what I did. Should have done what I did.
Practice beforehand.
Yep.
Told you. Hashtag winging it.
Well, some locals argued that because the bodies left behind only had puncture wounds and were not eaten, that reported attacks could not have been coyotes. However, it has been noted by more than one expert in the field of zoological and biological practices that both dogs and coyotes are regularly known to kill but not consume their prey. This can be due to injury or even difficulty associated to killing their prey. In direct correlation to this, if such an animal were injured and then died, this would explain the various corpses of chupacabras that have showed up throughout the Americas.
Very, very weird. I wouldn't think that a dog or a coyote would kill for sport. That's what that sounds like.
I mean, I kind of took it. Well, that's possible too. I kind of read it less as like they're just killing for sport, as like maybe they kill it and then realize like, oh, this animal's sick, I better not eat it.
I could see
or
that.
Get scared off or something, you know.
Did you guys see reports years ago at this point? There was an animal found inside a cave. I think it was in Japan. And it was just like this hairless, like just alien looking thing. It had like giant ass claws on it. And they honestly thought it was like a cryptid or a monster, which turned out to be a hairless loth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aw, poor
and if you want to know more about it, you can check out the episode Josh Gates did on it. Hashtag
oh,
shameless
God,
plug for Josh Gates.
Oh my God, man crush.
I mean,
did you ever see, this was also several years ago, but there was something that washed up off the coast of, like, across from, like, Montauk, like the Montauk
yes.
monster? Yeah. And that looks like what I think of when I think of, like, a chupacabra.
I don't think I ever heard of this.
If you Google it,
Google
you can
Montauk
find a picture
monster.
Of it. And there's images of it. And some people think that maybe it was, like, a raccoon. But, like, I don't think anybody ever, like, it was never, to my knowledge, like, tested or anything like that.
Well, if it was, they never put it back out what it was. You know what I mean? If it was tested, they never, like, made a news story about what it was actually that they found.
Yeah,
what
it's pretty.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, yeah. That's even more intense than the bear with mange.
Oh, my God. It's got, like, human hands.
This
and,
is
I mean, if you think about raccoons, they do, but.
This is the episode of the things that cannot be unseen.
Oh, well, I mean, we have quite a few of those episodes. I usually just don't partake in the Googling because April does it. But I have to take over since she's not here. But this is absolutely horrifying. God, it's got like a beak like a bird, and it's got like fingers like a human hand.
Yeah, like imagine laying there sunning yourself on the beach and all of a sudden you roll over and that's laying next to you.
I'm not going to the beach anymore, to tell you that much.
Well, and the other side of it is this thing washed up at Montauk, and there's all kinds of stories associated with that.
Where's Montauk?
It's like a military experimental place. It's in New York, Montauk, New York. It's on the east end of Long Island. And there's Camp Hero State Park, which was once a military base, and it has World War II bunkers, a radar tower. There's supposed to be like a secret experimental military base there too, and people see weird lights and all kinds of just crazy stuff.
Huh.
Interesting. That is. I expected you to answer back being like, oh, it's like, you know, some place off of Africa or something like that. Like, that's what I expected that thing to pop up, not the northeastern United States.
Yeah, not Long Island.
Makes you wonder, what kind of shit are they cooking up in the labs? That thing is horrifying.
Or what's floating in the water?
This is one of the reasons I don't go in the ocean. You don't know what you're going to touch.
Exactly.
Yep. Step on a jellyfish.
Then somebody's got to pee on your foot.
I mean, I'll pee on my own foot.
All right. So researchers have made a point, though, to separate the chupacabra sightings and legends by region, though. Radford believed it's best to characterize reports from Puerto Rico and Latin America separately from reports in the United States. This is most specifically due to the extreme differences in witness descriptions of chupacabras, you decide, and to ensure the full spectrum of possibilities were properly explored. There is some expectation for Mexican claims to be categorized with those from the U.S. due to the fact that Mexican stories around the chupacabra have been found to really just be stray Mexican hairless dogs being mistaken for chupacabras.
Why are all these Mexican dogs hairless?
I want to know why they're all so ugly.
It's the water.
Something
they tell you
water.
Don't drink the water when you go to Mexico, so maybe that's why.
You really shut up.
Despite scientists being largely convinced the chupacabra doesn't really exist, and modern pop culture having since taken off with the mythical animal as inspiration for new content, TV episodes, and even movies, sightings continue to be reported. In August 2017, a man playing golf in Santee, South Carolina, took a picture of a strange, pale-skinned, hairless-looking canid. The picture itself went viral and spread wide, with people immediately leaping to the conclusion of the pictured creature having to be the legendary chupacabra. However, the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources was quick to refute those claims and instead confirmed that the animal pictured was a canine with mange. It's always an animal with mange. I swear, we gotta get mange out of these animals. Has anybody seen this picture before?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Let's see. South Carolina. Chupacabra. Cabra? I assume it'll pop up. Let's see here. Oh, my. What the fuck kind of dog would that be? I guess I could see that being a coyote with mange based off the ears.
Yeah, that could be a coyote with mange.
But, I mean, if I were to see this thing initially, that would not be my first guess. I'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That thing looks weird.
That is absolutely horrifying. Mange is bad.
You legit, have you seen, like, the polar bears recently? Like, they can't get any food, and all the ice is melting, and they look pretty terrible, too.
I get sad anytime.
You know what,
I think
let me just save you. Don't even Google the sick polar bears. It'll just make you sad.
It just makes me sad thinking about the fact that we're killing the polar bears.
Yeah, just don't.
Why
even.
Won't anybody think of the polar bears? Soon we won't even have them for Coca-Cola commercials for Christmas time. What are we going to use?
How will we sell Coca-Cola when there are no more polar bears?
I know. Santa Claus won't have anybody to hang out with. Shit, Santa Claus won't have anywhere to hang out.
it's like a sick polar bear. It does look like a sick polar bear. I just Googled against medical advice, and it
Good
does
job
look like it.
Scoring yourself.
I know.
Ugh. Grody. Bagody.
All right, well, back to happier times. In July 2017, in Riverside, California, there were two separate reported sightings of the chupacabra. The first is courtesy of Kerry Shakur, a man whose cat raced inside, causing him to look outside to see what was chasing it. What he saw was, quote, the ugliest looking thing staring at him from roughly 80 feet away. The creature had pronounced teeth, deformed skin, and a rat-like tail. MJ Bunt, our second Californian who claimed to see the chupacabra that July, said she saw a creature outside her home with the ears of a deer, a long snout, no hair, tail like a rat, long hindquarters. While both witnesses claimed it looked too dissimilar to a dog or a coyote, the traits they mentioned run fairly parallel to what mange-ridden, scabies-infected canids look like.
Again with the mange. Like,
or the
mange
scabies combo.
I'm starting to think that mange scabies infected animals is really what this thing is. I'm really not convinced about the existence of this.
That's what they want you to think. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, but who is they?
The
you
man.
Know? I mean, the man.
This is why you don't get your animals vaccinated. This is what happens.
That's totally a states thing.
Maybe these are the animals that have been taken up by the aliens and gotten probed.
These, what is it?
Everything
about
that?
Ben and Bonnie Hill, or whatever.
Betty and Barney Hill?
Betty and
oh,
Barney
God.
Hill?
Can we go one episode without talking about Betty and Barney Hill?
Are these the dogs that belong to Betty and Barney Hill?
Did you guys talk about them last week?
Yeah, we did.
I wasn't even here. Yes, and they made their way in. That's amazing. This is the trend for our show.
I think we even mentioned probing, too.
I mean, I can't go a day without thinking about some probing.
Okay,
awkward
on
silent.
That note. Yeah. Continuing on, a more terrifying report from Ecuador in June 2017. 59-year-old Casimiro Flores claims to have come face-to-face with and even fought the Chupacabra. Oh, yes. I said Chupacabra. I am switching it up, guys. While outside of his home, Flores claimed he heard a sudden loud noise that sent chills up his spine. What he turned around to face was a dog-like creature with pointed ears standing waist high. The beast reportedly attacked the man and dragged him about. Flores claimed him grabbing a stone and hitting the creature on the head before yelling out, forced the animal to retreat and run away from the man. His report was never corroborated, though, and we have no way of telling whether the man was ever even really attacked. Maybe he was just drunk and smacked the hell out of some poor dog.
I would think he would have some sort of like bite marks on him or something.
You would think, or be clawed or something, but yeah.
Maybe he's just really
I don't know,
skin.
Guys. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know, guys.
Going back further to 2011, in Arkansas, as one would say, or Arkansas, one man provided trail camera footage of an animal attacking the dead corpses of his beloved chickens. What was pictured seemed directly in line with the general description most common in the United States, a hairless canid. By pictures alone, it looks to be precisely what every other North American sighting, a mange-infected, emaciated dog. I am disappointed in this. Although trap cameras are known to be, really shitty. Especially if something's moving.
Yeah.
They look like every video ever of Bigfoot.
I was just going to say
maybe it was
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
is an upright walking bear.
Maybe
I mean,
Bigfoot with mange.
It's not impossible.
I mean, I would just
love it.
It
was Bigfoot with mange.
I find it odd that, like, with the technology that we have, like, everybody's got a freaking, like, professional-level camera in their pocket at all times. How, like, we haven't either proven or disproven cryptids at this point by being able
to
take pictures.
I guess if you go with the theory that Bigfoot's some sort of interdimensional traveler, then how could you?
I mean, I love the idea that he's an interdimensional traveler. Like, he
I mean, it's my favorite.
Yeah, he just pops in and out of our reality, along with the aliens, in spots that, you know, the rift between the dimensions is, you know, weakened. And maybe that's up with the Chupacabra. Maybe he comes out with Bigfoot. They go and hang out.
That's what it
maybe.
Is. The Chupacabra is just like Bigfoot's shih tzu. You're just taking him for a walk.
Oh, man. I love that idea. That is awesome.
That's hilarious.
What are the cryptids? Oh, yeah, the Jersey Devil sort of, like, just floats around and does, like, surveillance for him. Radios back where all the humans are.
Well, despite the contemporary nature of the Chupacabra legend, there are some stories of mythical creatures with an intriguing bit of similarity to the Chupacabra itself.
The first and closest legend is that of the Puchen, rooted in Mapuche and Chilote mythology from southern Chile. The Puchen is a shape-shifting creature said to be able to take any animal form it desires and was feared among locals. Described as a giant flying snake, Puchen paralyzes its prey with its gaze before sucking its blood from its body. According to legends, its favored meal was sheep, which falls in line with the Puerto Rican myth of the goat-sucking chupacabra. Cryptozoologists have theorized that the Puchen itself may be either a vampire bat or the same cryptid family as the chupacabra itself.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah, you know, in Native American, North American, and South American lore, there's a lot of shape-shifting, so that's interesting.
Well, I mean, I think it comes from, like, their, just like the I don't want to say affinity, but, like, how they are connected to, like, everything that was around them.
So, yeah.
I mean, it seems only natural that, like, they would look to share, I mean, a bond with the animals, and then it wouldn't take much to go like, oh, this animal, this person turned into this animal, like that they shared a connection with.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, even now we anthropomorphize animals, so.
I look at any Pixar movie. I will say before we continue on, if you want to freak yourself out, go to chupacabrasightings.com and try to eat dinner afterwards. Horrifying. Absolutely. God, fucking horrifying. Some crazy ass
pictures. All right. So another legend, though this one is from distant Asia, so other side of the world, tells us of the Zigbin, a Philippine-originating monster which comes out at night and sucks blood from the shadows of its prey. Its description is a disturbing one, explained to be a four-legged creature which walks backwards, its head lowered between its hind legs, and able to turn invisible to the eye of other creatures, humans included. The Zegbin resembles that of a hornless goat with large ears and a flexible tail which can act like a whip, all the while exuding a nauseating odor. Okay, so if I saw something walking backwards towards me with its head between its hind legs, that sounds like something out of like a demon like movie where you see people's bodies contort in crazy ways. I mean, that's just freakish.
That like that description seems like so either there was a huge error in translation from the Philippines to English or like
right?
It seems like so out there that you can't make that up.
I know. Well, and that's why I'm wondering, like, how is this even related in a way? Because, like, other than, okay, four-legged creature, but, like, it's walking backwards and then it turns invisible.
I mean, that would terrify me.
I mean, I wouldn't say, though, that, like, the ones that we've seen pictures of look like hornless goats. I mean, goats are hooved creatures where, you know, basically, I mean, if you just think about it, you think about the body structure of a goat, whereas these things that we've been looking at look kind of more along the order of a dog. So
yeah, as far as the chupacabra goes, and I think that the similarities as far as this creature and the chupacabra go is just the fact that it likes to suck out the blood of animals.
Yeah.
After that, I don't think it shares much similarities other than the fact that it walks on four legs. And even
its mode of
transportation is different.
Its mode of transportation. See, and here's the other thing. I'm wondering what this nauseating odor is.
I would think it would be like the odor you get from a corpse. It's like rotting flesh kind of stuff.
Really, I was thinking more just like funky, like, farm animal smell.
Oh, that could be
I'm
that.
Thinking,
she hasn't taken a shower in a while.
You know, it's funny when you think about what nauseating odor is. It means something different to everybody. I was thinking, like, rotten eggs.
My wife gets a dose of that every day here.
I bet she does.
Lucky, lucky.
Oh, she fights back some days. I'm sure today it probably wouldn't be that. It'd probably be a war, judging by how she's feeling. All right. So a morbid creature, the Zegbin. I said that right, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Zegbin. Yeah. Is supposedly most active during the Philippines Holy Week, emerging from its lair to hunt children for their hearts, which it fashions into hearts. Interesting. Filipinos believe there is some there are some families known as Zegbinin, yeah, who are able to control the Zegbin and keep them as pets. Among those legends and myths, we can compare to the chupacabra, the Zegbin is most likely the most disturbing of them all thus far. Though there may be some grain of truth to the creature's existence, researchers have found the animal's description is not entirely unlike the Borneo cat fox, and theorize the Zegbin may have its roots in a real animal, just absent the supernatural powers and hunger for human child hearts. Interesting that they don't mention that the way that it walks is absent.
Well, and here's the other thing. Why would you keep that shit as a fucking pet?
To scare your neighbors? To be like, yo, you screw with me, then guess what? I'm sending my Zegbin after you to suck your soul out?
Keep kids in line? I don't know.
I mean...
Oh, but can you imagine if it stinks?
Yeah, well, I mean, would you rather have it as a pet or something that's going to attack you?
Well, I guess if you have your own one, then it can protect you from the other ones.
Yeah. It's already marked you. It's peed on you already.
Maybe.
Great.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at pictures of the Borneo cat fox, and it's a very cute-looking animal-ish. Like a lemur mixed with a cat.
Well,
that's
I
how
guess
I would.
The cat fox name.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
See, but I don't
it?
See it walking backwards with its head between its legs.
You know, it was only discovered in 2005.
Holy shit. That
you
makes
know what
it
mean?
Light.
There are constantly new species being rediscovered.
Yeah, wait till we actually start discovering the shit that's in the water.
Oh, God, I don't want to, let's not even talk
Nobody's
about what's
in
the bottom of the ocean.
Ugh. I don't
That's
even
the real
know.
Aliens.
I don't even think about it. Yeah, right?
Just tentacles everywhere.
Back
the
to
Montauk
safe-
Monster waiting for you, Chris.
Back to the safety of the chupacabra. Legends aren't the only place that we find the chupacabra and its likeness. Courtesy of the mass media and entertainment industries, this likely myth has gotten its proverbial day in the sun. Mentioned and even depicted in several TV shows and movies, we've seen the chupacabra in famous shows like Grimm, Scooby-Doo. It even got an honorable mention in the Supernatural series. Its pop culture depictions are about as varied and diverse as the actual stories and sightings of the animal in the real world.
Wasn't Scooby-Doo?
Even Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo, like, covered, like, everything.
I mean, Scooby-Doo has been on for, like, 60 years at this point.
Who knows? Scooby-Doo might be a chupacabra.
Yeah.
I don't think
nobody,
so.
Nobody took his mask off. Just saying.
Oh, man. You would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yeah, if it wasn't for our podcast, you would have gotten away with it.
Well, in Grimm, two doctors on a trip to the Dominican Republic become victims to a strange mosquito-borne infection, which makes the show's supernatural members, called Wesson, to become deformed, blood-sucking monsters known as Waldreor, which inspired the Chupacabra legend in the Grimm universe. Meanwhile, in Supernatural, one of the show's funniest outtakes made mention of the Chupacabra, though this was less likely done seriously and more as a prank. It seems the Chupacabra holds a special place in Hollywood's heart. And why not? Why wouldn't Hollywood love a creature that looks like a mange and scabies-ridden dog? If for nothing else, then at least a mechanism meant to pick on our overly British friends across the ocean.
What?
I have no idea.
We made up this animal to pick on you guys. You don't have one of these.
Just that's very American.
Chupacabra.
Look at what
you
I
have
got.
Everything. Yeah, look what I got. This is how much better I am. Got a hairless dog that sucks blood out of my goats.
And walks backwards with his head between his legs.
No, we haven't gotten to that point. That's the evolved version. It's like a Pokemon. Oh, man. So, the big question of the hour. Does the Chupacabra really exist? Unfortunately, probably not, which is sad to say. I would say I leave a little bit of room for the Chupacabra because, as Carrie was pointing out, there's a bunch of shit we have not found. And who knows?
That's
maybe
true.
It's just really good at hiding. So, not in the way most people think of anyway, as far as finding the Chupacabra. Original sightings of the creature being so similar to a specific science fiction horror film's main monster, and then regularly reported dissimilarities between continents give us honest cause to doubt. Blood-sucking monsters have always had their place in urban legend and folklore across the world, as we saw in both the Chilean and Filipino legends themselves. So, I still think he's out there, just waiting for somebody to love him.
Well, of course.
Well, see, but go ahead, Karen.
Go ahead.
Well,
I mean, this doesn't
I was
mean.
Say was...
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Carrie, go ahead. I call Carrie.
No.
Go ahead, Carrie. Go.
Go ahead, Stacey. Say what you're going to say.
Well, what I was going to say was just that, you know, when you think about this compared to things like Bigfoot, at least with the Bigfoot, I mean, the reports are all very similar. You know, some of the other, you know, and then like when we were doing the Jersey Devil episode, a lot of those reports were very similar. So that's the one thing that has me hung up on this is just the wide range of what is seen.
Maybe it's like different subspecies in different localities, and they kind of just get lumped under the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier for us to think, like, to visualize these because they, like, there are examples of what it would look like real world examples, hence the mangy dogs, where it's much harder to, like, it's much harder to find something in the real world that would look like Bigfoot. Besides a bear walking upright. Or a really hairy man like Robin Williams who let himself go.
I mean.
R.I.P. Robin Williams. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Hashtag too soon.
Good God. Well, none of this means that we can't have fun sitting down and thinking about the possibilities. Perhaps there's some credence to the various stories in South America and the Philippines. It makes sense as most legends have a grain of truth hidden in them. For South America, there may very well be some sort of snake or lizard which leaps from trees and skulks about, descending upon unsuspecting prey. I mean, the Aztecs have the whole... Aztecs? Mayans. Aztecs.
Quetzalcoatl?
Yeah, Aztecs. Yeah. Feathered snake,
or
though, I mean...
Kukulcan.
No, Quetzalcoatl. And maybe we just haven't discovered it yet, or maybe it doesn't exist or is just in the jungles, so it remains shrouded in myth and folkish tales.
We'll just have to tear down all the jungles to find them.
Aren't we already doing that?
Shopping malls.
Are we already burning rainforests for things, like cutting down all the trees?
Yeah, we're just fucking up this planet. I can't wait to go to Mars.
Well, meanwhile, the Philippines may have just missed...
But what if, plot twist, Mars looks the way it looks because we left there to come to Earth?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, man. Mind blown.
I'm carrying around in the heavy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't even right now.
All right,
you know what? That's a really good point, though. That was a mic drop right there.
Damn. Mm.
That is a distinct possibility.
it, for shizzle.
Okay, now I'm thinking. All right, never mind. I'm going to ponder on that one. Okay. Meanwhile, the Philippines may just have misinterpreted the appearance of a regional animal that is both predatory and reclusive from humanity. It makes sense. We discover new species and species thought to be extinct every day, just like Carrie keeps reminding us. If there's some sort of ambush predator cat fox there, it makes sense that it would prey upon smaller livestock, like sheep. Given how ready humans are to exaggerate that which they do not understand, it's wholly possible that they saw a real animal at times and then mucked up its honest description with superstition and stories, which, you know, we don't ever do that. Hey, man, you should have seen the size of that buck that I shot the other day. I just missed it, and it was a 34-point, 36-point buck. Yeah, no, we don't ever do that.
Bitch had two sets of antlers on its head.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is look to the nearest fisherman to just hear about exaggerating animals.
Exactly.
We just have kind of a proclivity for everybody to kind of look at us and be like, yo, we saw and or had an interaction with this crazy ass thing. Makes us special.
Well, yeah, I mean, because even think about it, I mean, that's like, even think about your modern day, just, you know, average trip someplace, you know, you're on the road somewhere and somebody sees, you know, a deer or something on the side of the road. And then, you know, somebody else says, oh, well, did you see, you know, that there wasn't one, there was three. Didn't you see the other two? And then all of a sudden, you know, oh, there were, you know, two other ones, and then there was something else fighting, and then next thing you know, you got a whole fucking zoo on the side of the road. And meanwhile, it was like a fox or something. I mean, everybody, you know, the exaggeration, it's real. I mean,
that's a
makes
really
for good Facebook
example. You got something you want to get off your chest? I mean,
no. I'm just saying it makes shit like that makes for a good Facebook status. You know, nobody wants to post anything. Nobody's going to post anything that's like, oh, yeah, you know, I did this boring thing. Everybody exaggerates anything anymore, especially for social media, which I wonder, we said, when was the first sighting of this?
1990s, I think. 1995?
1995. So it's kind of interesting that, like, you know, as we get the onset of, like, the internet and things like that, you know, the first sighting is reported then. I mean, some of these other things that we talk about have been around for hundreds of years. And the stories have lasted just simply through word of mouth and newspaper articles. So it's like, I would think something like this, why wouldn't we have seen it before 1995? Why weren't there any reports?
I think therein lies a bit of the problem with it, with trying to believe that this animal exists, that, like, it is so recent that it came out, somebody saying, like, oh, yeah, I saw this legendary animal. How have you never heard of this thing? It sucked the blood from my goats.
What do you think about that, Carrie, with it just being like the first like discovery in 1995?
I think it's kind of one of those things where, of course, with the internet, people can communicate and say, hey, I saw this weird thing, and it's like a massive game of telephone. And I mean, if you think about it kind of more in the modern era, like if somebody 100 or 150 years ago saw a creature like this, then they might just automatically know, oh, that's a coyote with mange. Better leave it alone. Versus now, I mean, some people might never see a regular coyote, forget about one that's sick.
This is true.
Well, this is true too, yeah.
I feel we've lost our connection to the animal world. We're so connected to each other, yet not connected.
Yeah. The great God Pan is dead.
All right,
I actually think that's a really valid point.
It is.
Because,
hashtag
you know,
knowledge bombs.
Knowledge bombs. And seriously, I mean, but if you think about it, how in tune are we really with nature and the creatures in nature nowadays? I mean, relatively speaking, where we live in the United States.
I mean,
industrialized
nation.
I mean, how many animals, plants, insects could you identify? Trees, different types of trees.
Not many. At least not anymore.
I used to
when I was younger.
Well, yeah, I mean, because what's the necessity of it? There really is no necessity to it. I mean, we go to supermarkets to buy our food. You know, you go to Walmart or whatever. It's not like you have to go through the woods and know what to eat and what not to eat based on, you know, what a tree looks like. I mean, we've kind of lost that.
Like.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've kind of lost that being in touch with nature. And, you know, I mean, in a way, that's kind of scary because if you think back to the ELE series that we did, I mean, we become so highly dependent upon technology and the industrial world that, you know, we can't even, I mean, think a mange-ridden dog is some cryptid when really it's like, it's just a fucking dog, you know?
Well, if it shows anything, it's that we are royally screwed if we get knocked back to the Stone Age and people have to fend for themselves off of the natural world. There's going to be a lot of people dying from eating the wrong shit.
This is true. This is
I'm
very
ready.
True.
I know a little bit about a lot of stuff.
Well, all you have to do is make sure you're not the first person to try something.
Or just do little bites, at a time.
I mean, there's some things out there if you eat or consume, like it doesn't take much to make you severely ill.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'd let somebody else dodge that bullet.
Memorize a handful of things that you know is okay.
All right, we're going to finish this up. So, no matter the outcome, we will undoubtedly see the chupacabra remain as one of the world's on the world's radar for years to come, because if anything else, it is a cute. You like it's just a cute little dog. You just want to take it home and give it a name, like Pedro the chupacabra. People are far too inclined to leap to conclusions of the paranormal, supernatural, or outright unknown when they think they've seen something unique. Just remember that chupacabra you see on the side of the road may very well likely just be a dog with mange. And while
don't go trying to take a selfie with it.
Oh, God, no. You'll get mange.
No, but do take a picture of it or a video of it and call animal control.
I mean, yeah, you should do that for sure. Because nobody wants to see that. And while we don't encourage people to take risks, call a veterinarian or somebody of that nature before you interact with what you see on the side of the road, as we were kind of saying. It could just be a dog that could use your help. And all of our four-legged friends deserve a little help from us, even the hairless ones. I know if April were right now, she would be regaling us with how she is. Like, she has seen dogs on the side of the road and been talking to me on, like, Facebook or something. She's like, I feel like I need to go back and check on those dogs.
Cream.
Well, like, you can't save every dog.
She told you about the dog that we saved that night at my house when she was here.
Oh, I saw all the pictures of it and how she didn't want to give it away and how we almost apparently ended up with a dog she was going to come back with.
No. I almost ended up with a dog. She didn't almost end up with a dog. I almost ended up with a dog. She had me almost in tears and I was ready to take this dog. And you know me and dogs. I am not a dog person. I mean, I love Ghosty and I love Athena, but, like, no, I'm not a dog person at all. And I almost had a dog.
She just loves all the animals.
She does.
Snow White. She gets really jealous when the dogs cuddle up to me because they love me more.
Maybe they think you're a Chupacabra.
I mean, maybe. I'm a bit too hairy for a Chupacabra.
I don't think so.
All right, well, that concludes our episode here. You might have anything?
I was just going to say, I think this whole Chupacabra thing, I'm not sold on it. I think it's bullshit, but that's just my opinion.
I like to leave a little bit of space out there for the Chupacabra.
I'm going to go with it's a case of mistaken identity or an undiscovered or unrediscovered animal.
Well,
I guess there you have it.
Only time will tell. Oh, shit. We about to get a storm here. Oh, yep. Dogs know it.
Early weather alert. All right. Well, I guess we'll check in next week.
All right. Stay freaky and stay geeky, everybody.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
See you next time. Thank you.